Now, King Janaka was a very fine king. In history, he goes down as the greatest king of all Bengal. He was a philosopher king, and every week he would call to his hall all of the people who wanted to engage in philosophical discussion, all of the people who wanted to have their problems solved and judged. And so one morning he was sitting on his throne in his hall, waiting for people to arrive. And he was talking to himself and saying to himself, you know, what a great king I am. I'm really, truly wonderful. I give the best to my people. The economy is great. People don't suffer. They have education. They can come and see me anytime. They have plenty of food. They're a happy bunch. I'm a wonderful, wonderful ruler. I'm a wonderful leader. And so he sat there, twiddling with his rings and his curly beard, and thinking fine things about himself. Well, Krishna was listening. Now, Krishna is a god of love, but he is also a trickster. And so he decided that he was going to challenge King Janaka. And so when it came time for the people to arrive in the hall, Krishna came, disguised as a mendicant. Now, in India, mendicants or beggars can go anywhere they like. They have complete permission to sit before the king and engage in discourse. They can ask anything that they want of the king, pretty much within reason. It's granted. They're considered to be holy. So the mendicant approached King Janaka, and he said to King Janaka, "I hear, sire, that you are the greatest of all kings, that you are such a fine king that all the people of Bengal are completely enthralled with you." And so King Janaka curled his fingers into his beard again, and he said, "Well, yes, you know, that's how it is sometimes." And so the mendicant said, "Well, I challenge you, sir. I challenge you." And the king said, "What? You challenge me? You challenge me to what?" And he said, "I challenge you to come down from your throne and go out into the city and live as a citizen, and let's see how great you really are." And so the king said, "Oh, no. Of all the challenges, that this is what has to come by me? I should have to pay attention to this. I can't refuse him." And so, reluctantly, he came down from his throne and stood in the hall, eye to eye with the mendicant. Now, this was quite a sight, because the king was in all of his brocades with a mighty fine turban, jewels everywhere, and the mendicant was naked, dusty, never had bathed, long dreads all the way down to the floor. And the mendicant said, "Well, now I am going to sit on your throne, and I am going to be the king of all this land. Go out into the world and do the best you can. Oh, and by the way, take off your brocades. They stay here. And empty out all of your pockets. No jewels. Nope, nothing. You can't take anything with you. You have to leave as empty and without any material substances the day you were born. Oh, and one more thing, call your wife and your baby son. They are to go with you also. Mm-hmm. You are a family man, so go out into the world. Figure it out. Let's see what you're made of." And the king was horrified. He called his wife, who came carrying their son, and she understood what had happened, and she was terribly angry. But there was nothing for it. They had to leave with just the clothes on their back, so to speak. So they went out And time passed, and the king was having a terrible time of it, and so was his wife, and so was his little baby. They couldn't find work anywhere, and they were starving. And at the end of 1 year, the king said to his wife, "I am very sorry, but really, I think what this means is that you must go your own way." And she looked at him, and she said, "How could you possibly say that to me? I am the queen. I am your wife." So by going your own way meant that she needed to go into prostitution in order to survive. And she said, "I am not doing that. I will do anything but that." And so the king said, "Well, we'll have to find out how you fare. I am going to go down here, and I think my best bet to save any of us, really, is to be on my own." So they parted ways, and the king found himself perched on a rock. He had gone down to the ghats where the bodies are cremated, and he said to himself, "I feel like I'm an old crow. I'm a vulture circling the dead. I am looking to see which of these ghat managers will die soon. I have to find the oldest man that I can find and just wait for him to die." And this is what he did. So eventually, the old man that he had been observing did die, and as quick as thought, he rushed to the ghat and claimed ownership of the ghat. And there he worked for another year. Now, wood is very hard to come by in India. Most of it is gone. But he, you know, went and looked for scraps and gathered as much wood as he could. And after a while, he was not doing too badly. Business was not exactly brisk, but he was doing well enough. One day, his wife showed up, and she was carrying their baby in her arms. And she came to him and she said, "Our son has died. You must cremate him." And he looked at her and he said, "Well, a cremation costs a penny. Do you have a penny?" And she said, "I absolutely do not. Now, if you want me to start in on you, I will. But you're just lousy. I hate you. This is your son. Cremate this child." And the king said, "I must have payment. This is what my job is about. This is my duty. It will be one penny." And she said, "Well, I don't have it." He said, "Well, then I will take half your sari in payment." And that was when she totally lost it, because for Indian women, taking half, the Indian women are very modest, and that's just not done. So, but she did. She relented, and she gave him half her sari. And they put the child on the pyre when time stopped and Krishna arrived. And he said, "All right, now you have seen what you're made of. Now you can see the level to which you will go in order to survive, King Janaka. This is you, the greatest king of all Bengal. Are you proud? Do you still think yourself great?" And the king said, "I realize, I understand. I understand. It's easy, you know, when you're sitting on a throne and you have everything you need. This was the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life." "All right," said Krishna, "good. Then everything is restored to you, your palace, your kingdom, your child, your wife, the sari, everything. Go home. Go home. I am done.